Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
I love them a lot.
Today we're going to talk about psychology and the martial arts. Now, many martial artists and coaches believe that martial arts are played with the body and one with the mind. This being so, can the amount and intensity of the training contribute just as much psychologically as physically? Studies have shown that martial arts training may help improve self-esteem, confidence, and body image. There are a huge number of different martial arts which people use to stay healthy and active, such as MMA and traditional martial arts training. Physical activity intensity varies along a continuum from sedentary to vigorous. General mental well-being involves areas of life such as feelings of satisfaction, optimism, self-esteem, having some control over one's life, and having a purpose in life, and a sense of belonging and support. The psychological benefits of martial arts training have come to the attention of Western psychologists over the years, and in particular within the last decade due to the rise of MMA, or mixed martial arts. It is acknowledged that traditional martial art training embodies a system of moral values. Examples are respect, be faithful and sincere, exert oneself in the perfection of character, that together can inculcate physical and mental relaxation, control of mind and body, and increase in self-confidence. Evidence of the effectiveness of martial arts in producing affective, cognitive, and behavioral benefits has come from a number of studies. Improvements in self-esteem, Fuller, 1988, a more positive response to physical challenge, Richard and Rilberg, 1986, Trulson, 1986, greater autonomy, Duthie, 1978, emotional stability and assertiveness, Konzak and Boudreau, 1984, and reductions in anxiety and depression, Kai, 2000, have all been associated with martial arts training. Konzak and Boudreau, 1984, have also drawn attention to the social benefits of such behavioral change, the relationship between martial arts practice and reduced aggression. Having had training that allows for a calm outward appearance, but have a fighting or martial mind. A study investigating the effects of martial art training on mood and general well-being found that people who trained regularly in a martial art gym were shown to have higher energy levels, were more agreeable, clear-minded, composed, and confident when compared to a group of non-martial artists who trained regularly at a health gym and another group of exercises, i.e. weight training, cardiovascular training, McCafferty, 2014. The majority of the martial arts students had ranked their exercise sessions more intensely when compared to the other two groups, showing a relationship between increased exercise intensity and improved mood. Other studies have also shown increased intensity to have the largest improvement in mood. A study conducted on young, active aerobic exercises showed support for moderate intensity. However, the greatest improvements in mood were found in those who were randomized to a high-intensity training program, and those training at a low intensity experienced no beneficial changes in effect. Etnia et al., 1997. Additionally, research has shown martial arts training to be an effective strategy in bringing about improved mood, and in essence, it has been shown that exercise, intensity and frequency can help lower fatigue, increase happiness, composure and confidence, highlighting the importance of regular exercise in that the benefits are not only physical but also psychological. Now, how many punches have you performed? How many thousands of punches have you thrown, and why did you do so many? One reason for repeating a technique many times comes from psychological learning theories. When you perform a technique, a small electrical charge is conducted through your brain in a pattern particular to that activity. Each time you repeat the technique, the same pathway is followed. Just as a trail in the woods becomes more defined with use, so will the electrical pathways in your brain. The more you practice a technique, the easier it is for electrochemical processes in your brain to repeat the pattern. In short, your brain will perform the cognitive or mental portion of the technique more quickly. Therefore, your body will be able to perform the physical portion of the technique more quickly and efficiently. Another relevant psychological theory is that of behavioral conditioning. Behavioral theorists support the notion that physical practice leads to more efficient performance. For instance, if you want to teach a student to stand his ground and counterattack an opponent, shouting for him to do so is not the most efficient teaching method. Instead, have him practice his counterattacks with you or a focus pad and do so slowly at first. Reward successful efforts with verbal praise. Now, when the student is proficient at counterattacking at a snail's pace, slowly increase the speed of your attack. He will increase his response skill and become more confident. Finally, practice continuously at full speed. The payoff comes during sessions when the student automatically counteracts his opponent. The repeated practice conditions the student to instantly counter when he sees an attacker coming toward him. With enough practice or conditioning, the technique becomes a reflex, bypassing conscious thought. At this point, the quickness and efficiency of the technique take an exponential jump, which is well worth the time spent practicing. Social psychologists also have researched individual performance levels in pressure situations. They have found that a person's performance can either improve or decline under pressure, depending on the complexity of the task being performed. How can you use this information to aid your martial arts practice? The trick is to simplify the performance of complex tasks through repetitive practice. Clinical psychologists have found that martial arts students perform drills more efficiently when they are being watched. Why? Because they have practiced the technique so many times that it has become a simple task. A cross punch, however, is something that martial arts have practiced often enough that the performance should increase under pressure, or for real. Now, this podcast has discussed from a psychological perspective several reasons why you need to continually practice your techniques and, most of all, the principles of your art. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll tune in to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show next episode. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.